In Indonesia's Aceh province, officials from the Swiss group, the Henri Dunant Center, say they are withdrawing staff from field offices because of violent threats. Meanwhile, 9 people have died in the province's worst violence since the HDC brokered a historic peace deal in December. The peace process between the Indonesian government and the separatist Free Aceh movement catapulted backward on Monday. 9 people died in the worst violence in Aceh since a peace deal was signed in December, and peace negotiators from the Henri Dunant Center announced they will pull back monitors to the provincial capital, Banda Aceh, as soon as possible. A spokesman for the HDC, Stephen Daly, says the security of the monitors is at risk.
We will be relocating our monitors temporarily to Banda Aceh until the JSC is satisfied that government can guarantee the security of the monitors in the field.
The HDC, a Swiss group, was brought in to negotiate an end to more than 20 years of fighting between the government and Free Aceh rebels. The JSC is the Joint Security Committee, a body made up of HDC officials and representatives from the Indonesian government and the separatist Free Aceh movement. 28 of these tripartite teams have been stationed in 8 JSC offices to monitor compliance with the peace plan. But Mr. Daly says for the moment, that has to end.
We can't risk leaving them out there when we have seen repeatedly that organized demonstrators will come and take violent action against them.
2 offices in South Aceh have been shut in the past 2 days after being ransacked by violent demonstrators. Another office in the town of Takengong in Central Aceh was closed after being attacked last month. Mr. Daly says protesters threatened to use force to close yet another office where a live hand grenade was found last month if the monitors did not leave by Wednesday. In each case, police said the demonstrators were angry because JSC monitors had not followed up on alleged ceasefire violations committed by the Free Aceh movement. Free Aceh movement representatives say the demonstrations are the handiwork of Indonesian security forces, which want to upset the peace process. Military officials in Aceh deny that allegation. Indonesia's top security minister said Monday that the government will continue with the peace plan, but if the situation does not improve, the government reserves the right to take military action against the rebels. Patricia Noonan for VOA News, Jakarta.